Hallelujah. Just before I stepped up here, I heard this in my spirit. For some of you old timers here, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a battle with a 50-foot emotion. What's that? I've never heard of that. You pray in tongues, and all of a sudden, your emotions are starting to get a little disturbed. And the next thing you know, you don't really want to pray in tongues anymore. And all of a sudden, your emotions, they just seem to be going crazy on you. The things that you thought you were free of, all of a sudden, you're anxious about things. You're nervous about things. And the one thing that you know that you need to be doing is praying. And that is the last thing that you want to do at that moment. Now, maybe you're not going through it right now, but you have been. If you've gone through that before, just lift up your hand real quick. I want people to know that they're not alone in this, that everybody goes through it. If you're going through it right now, you're not unique. Everybody goes through this. And it feels like, it's just hard to describe how it feels. But everything inside of you is pulling you in one direction, and it's not towards God. And all the thing you want to do is just sit there. Well, I know that He wouldn't bring this up if the grace wasn't here for you to be free from that. So as Stacy plays that one more time, I'm not asking you to stand up. I don't want you to embarrass yourself. What I am asking you to do is this. Just raise your hands up. And draw some of that freedom. Draw some of that grace to help you get back into the prayer closet, because that's where your answer is. That's the place that's going to take you through this. Is get back in prayer. Do the very thing that your emotions are screaming out, telling you, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Don't do that. Stop it. Stop, 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 stop. That's what you need. So Stacy, go ahead. Let's play that again. And I want you to throw your hands up in the air. If you want to stand up, stand up. I don't care. But you reach out and you grab hold of some grace, because you need it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I found that at times when I've been in those situations, you know, the deceiver, he's a deceiver for one thing, for one reason, because he deceives you. And you're sitting there thinking everything's okay. But then you ask yourself, when was the last time I seriously prayed? And you can't remember when that was? That's a good sign. That's a real good sign that there's something wrong. Now, he may have you deceived into thinking everything's okay. Well, let me tell you something. If you can't remember the last time you seriously prayed, it might be a problem. Amen? Thank you, Stacy. Janice, why don't you come up here? So let's welcome her, if you would, please. I want her to bless you with a song.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just keep this same attitude of worship and this atmosphere that is in here now. Just right in line with what Mark was saying, when your emotions are like on a roller coaster and you're being pulled, that prayer helps in worshiping Him and singing some song out of your spirit. I'll pray in the spirit, and I'll pray in understanding, I'll sing in the spirit, and I'll sing in my understanding. So one thing that has helped me is that when it seems like those distractions come, it's like I just close my eyes. Everybody close your eyes right now. Just participate in what I'm going to have you to do. Just close your eyes. Just blocks out everything. Just close your eyes. And just focus on Jesus. Focus your attention on Him. It's like you can see Him just standing there. Just maybe the wind gently blowing His hair. His garment flowing. Maybe the breeze of heaven just causing His garment just to sway a little bit. Just visualize what you think He may look like. He's beautiful. Behold the beauty of the Lord. Just focus. Just take that time to just breathe and receive His peace and let out all the anxiety, all the cares of the world, casting all your cares upon Him because He cares for you. He cares for us. And just focus on Him and just think about this and just say in your heart, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Make it personal. Looking unto Jesus. Just close your eyes and see Him. Visualize Him in His beauty. See those deep eyes there, that the deep wells of love that are for you. It'll melt you. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Just focus on that and just say it over and over again. That terrifies the devil. When you say that and charge the atmosphere, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Lord, we look unto You. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. We look to You. We don't look to emotions. We don't look to circumstances. We don't look to what someone's saying or not saying. We don't look to man. We look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And you just sit in that and you bask in it, looking unto Jesus. Nobody, not your wife, not your boss, not your circumstances, not who you don't have, not what you don't have, but looking unto Jesus, Him alone, Him and Him alone. Lord Jesus, You are the author. You're the finisher of our faith. And we look unto You, for You are holy, You are righteous, You are wonderful, You are sweet. See, your emotions will start lining up. They just get quiet. We look unto Jesus, we visualize You, we see You. We look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, early in the my soul shall rise. to thee. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Come on, let's sing it together. Holy, 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 merciful, merciful and mighty. Early in the morning, my soul shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Sing it to him just like you're looking at him. Say it again to him. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. Early in the morning, my soul shall rise to thee. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Hallelujah. Just worship.
Hallelujah.
Worship
Thank you,
him.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your emotions can't stay the
Thank
same if you
Jesus.
Do that. Hallelujah. That'll straighten them out.
Can you stand up and just raise your hands up with me? Get on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We glorify your name, Jesus. We glorify your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify your name, Lord. We magnify you. Glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, whatever you came here needing, he's here. Just reach out. Just reach out right now. Just receive whatever it is you have need of. Don't wait for somebody to lay hands on you. Just receive it right now. He's here. Glory to God. He's here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. 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 Janice, he said, let you do another. Do that again. Do that same one again. Same one.
Hallelujah. Holy. Come on, let's just worship him. He's holy. Your emotions will just line right up when you do that, when you press into that place. And just worship him and focus on him. And just 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 focus on him. And him alone, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Lord, we look unto you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. You wrote it. You authored it. It's already done. It's finished. It's a finished work. It's finished. It's already done. So we cry holy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Soon coming King. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you'll just learn how to lift up your voice to me, if you'll learn in the midst of the struggle how to turn to me and to worship me, to set your attention upon me, to tune out the things that will distract you, to focus on me, to worship me, so that I will be exalted in everything that the enemy would try to use against you would seem as nothing in your eyes, because you would see me for who I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, this is why we came here. This is why we're here, right here. This is it. Jesus. 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 Jesus, Jesus, oh, we exalt you, Lord. Oh, we exalt you, Lord. Jesus, 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 hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. If you have been dealing with heaviness, stand up right now. Stand up. If you've been dealing with heaviness, I want you to stand up. Heaviness. Just a weary and well-doing. Stand up. Raise your hands up right now. Jesus. Because the Holy Ghost is going to just flow in here, right? Right into this place and just refresh you. Jesus. There he is right there. Jesus, just receive that. Just receive that refreshing. There he is right there. Oh, glory, 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 glory. See, you don't need anybody just to touch you. You need him to touch you. That's all you need. You just need him to touch you. Look at that right there. See, that's him. That's him. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Jesus. 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 Okay, now don't look around skeptical. Don't do that. Just open up your heart and receive from me. Just open up your heart and receive from me. If you want to sit there and be skeptical, you miss it. You just miss it. Just say, I want some of that. I want some of that refreshing. I need that refreshing, Lord. I don't care what anybody else thinks about me. I don't care. I want to take a drink from that fountain, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Now somebody is saying, I came here for a message. This is the message. This is the message. This is it. Jesus. Because this is His plan. This is His plan. It's not mine. It's His. He wanted to bless you. Jesus. He wanted to bless you. Let Him bless you. Oh, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for pouring yourself out. Oh, glory. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We receive. We receive. We receive. We receive. Learn how to be a big receiver. Learn how to open your heart and receive. You can do it anywhere. You don't have to be at church. You can be at home. You can just open your heart and receive from Him wherever you are. Lord, I receive from You all that You have for me. I receive. Jesus. Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. You know, a few months ago, and you keep laughing if you're laughing. Don't worry about me. A few months ago, the Lord prophesied through Pastor Dave about the attack that was coming here. And I want to tell you something. It's been a doozy for some people. It's been a doozy. We need this kind of ministry. We need this kind of freedom in the Spirit. We need to be able to come in and be refreshed. Because I'm telling you something, the battle can get weary at times. You know, and at times you just feel like, Lord, is there ever any end to this? The Lord wants you to be able to, on your own, wherever you are, to open your heart up to Him. To begin to be ministered to and blessed. Amen? Do you hear what I'm saying? You know, I've heard this about three times now inside. And it's somebody It's somebody in here today and you feel like you're just at the end of your rope, period. That you are at the end. And I want to say that it's somebody that has not played around with this message either. That's been serious at times about doing this message. And you've just reached that place where, God, if I don't see something right now, I quit. I quit. I can't do this anymore. Would you come on down here? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Lord. All right. He said that's not the only one. And when you get out this far, you just got to keep going. Okay? He said that ain't the only one. So you can stay in your seat. And then it won't bother me because I'm going to go home free. Because I'm already free. I'm going to tell you something. When the freedom's here and you go home and you stay in torment, you don't have anybody to blame but yourself. The Lord doesn't want you that way. Okay? He does not want you that way. Hallelujah. So what does Pastor Dave do right now? Well, he usually tells you a story about something. I'm not real good at storytelling. I couldn't, you know. Tell a joke. I'm sorry, I'm not good at jokes either. But one thing I'm striving not to do is try to fill it up with my own thoughts right now. I'm just going to wait. Here comes a brave soul right here. I need an usher behind her. So this is why we come to church. Folks, you've heard enough revelation knowledge. I love to preach it. I do. But you've heard so much of it. You know, if we weighed on a scale the amount of revelation knowledge that we've heard in this place compared to people in the rest of the world, oh my goodness, it'd be embarrassing. What we do is we listen to Jesus and we do what he said to do. I want you to just extend your faith this way right now. Jesus. Jesus. Just come against those thoughts in your mind right now. Satan, I just command you, take your hands off of her right now in Jesus' name. Freedom. Freedom. In every area of her life. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just don't quit. Just don't quit. Father, fill her with a hunger for you, a hunger to be in your presence like never before. Hungry for you, Lord. Hungry for you. Hungry for you, Jesus. You know, that was one thing that Smith Wigglesworth said. You want to pray for somebody? Pray that they'd be hungry. They'd have such an insatiable desire for more of Jesus that they would never be satisfied. Father, make me hungry. Make me hungry so I'm never satisfied with where I'm at. Make me hungry, Lord. Hungry for more of you, more, more of you. I don't want to ever be satisfied. Ever. I don't want to ever be satisfied with where I'm at. I want more of you. I want more. Make me hungry, Lord. Please. For more of you and less of me, Lord. More of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. More of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus. Less of me. More of you. More of you, Lord. He's been dealing with us recently through different ones of us that's been speaking. Along the same lines. It's so incredible. It's so incredible whenever you can just flow in the mind of the Lord. It doesn't matter who stands up here. As long as they just get plugged in and the mind of the Lord starts flowing, it stays on the same track. Most amazing thing to me. I thought for the longest time that it was me having to think of what to preach. No, that's not the case at all. That's gone by the wayside long ago. Now you just read and meditate the Word, assimilate the Word, just spend time in His presence, and then you just stand up. And you plug in, and all of a sudden the mind of the Lord starts just going. This was His mind this morning. He wanted to minister to each one of us. He wanted to set people free. You come into a church service, you got all these kind of issues that nobody else knows about. We put a smile on our face and we come in and we sit down. Everything's fine, and all up inside is just a turmoil. That's not supposed to be the way it is. We come here because we want to receive from His presence. We want to be ministered to. And I want you to know you can get this at home. You don't just have to come here. It's wonderful here. But you don't have to wait till you get here. I mean, you just go in the presence of God in your quiet place at your house. You just get alone with Him. I'm telling you the truth. You get alone with Jesus. I don't care where you are. And you open your heart to Him. He will minister to you. He will bless you. Because that's His heart for you. He wants to love on you. You know, we've talked so long about private worship. And I know for some people, it just kind of, you kind of get tuned out to it. And I don't want it to be that way. I really don't want you to tune out. I want you to hear what I'm saying when I talk to you about worshiping the Lord. Wherever you are, to get alone with Him. And to open your heart to Him. To tell Him how much you love Him. It doesn't have to be any kind of particular words. You know, some people get all hung up. What do I say? What do I say this? Do I say that? You just love on Him. That's what He wants. He wants you and Him to have this love thing going on where you love on Him and He loves on you and you love on Him and He blesses you. And you don't go in there for any particular thing. Just, you know, if I only went to my wife and loved on her when I wanted her to clean the house or I wanted her to do something for me, what kind of relationship is that? I look at her and I just say, I love you for no reason. I don't have any ulterior motives. I just love you. Well, go to Jesus. Just go to Jesus and say, I love you. I worship you, Jesus. For no particular reason at all. I love you. I love you. I worship you. I glorify you. I'm going to tell you something. This This is what will help you to get through those times of dryness, those times of weariness. This is what will help your emotions when your emotions are all in turmoil. You're sitting there asking yourself at times, my emotions are just haywire. And here is the answer for you. Just worship Him. Just tell Him how much you love Him. And you'll be so surprised, because it won't take very long. And I'm not trying to tell you to do this for hours. I don't care how long you do it. Do it for 5 minutes. For some of you, that would be a milestone. But just do it. Just worship Him for however long. Just love on Him. You'll be so amazed, because all of a sudden, some of those things that were like grating on your emotions, it's like they were sedated. It's like, where did that go? I don't know where that went. All of a sudden, now I'm just focused on You, Jesus. All my attention is on You now. I'm not worried about this. I'm not worried about that. Because I know that You are more than enough. I know that You have already made a way out of this situation. All I have to do is trust You and walk out of this. My confidence is in You. The more that you say it, the more it will happen. I'm telling you, my confidence in the Lord is miles beyond what it used to be. Miles. And it's attributed a lot to this point right here. My confidence is in Him and what He is able to do and what He's already done. It's so far beyond what it's ever been before in my life, because I have worshipped Him and He's become the biggest thing, the biggest person, the biggest in my life, because I have placed Him there through worship. I've placed Him on this pedestal in my life. It took a while to get me off of that pedestal and to put Him there. I know a lot of you didn't want to hear that, but that's still the truth. It took a while for me to dethrone myself and to put Him there. But when I did, the peace that filled my heart, because I stopped trying to figure it out myself, the peace, you can't describe it. You can't describe it. And it came when I focused all my attention on Him. It came when I worshiped Him. When I put Him on the pedestal of my heart. And I said, I worship You. I love You. You're everything to me. I can't hardly do it without just breaking down. Because my heart is so open to Him. And that's how you want to be. Stop trying to figure out your life yourself. Stop it. You can't. You just can't do it. Just stop trying. Put Him on that ultimate pedestal of your heart. Trust Him. Turn it over to Him and let go. Just let go. You'll be amazed. I watch how He's taken my life step by step as I walked out of that place of trying to control everything and just worship Him and thank Him that He has everything under control. And I've watched. I don't live in anxiety. I don't have what you would consider a normal income. Okay? I don't have, I'm a minister. He said to do this, to walk this way, and He would provide for me, and He's done it. Do I live every day? Does Debbie live every day in anxiety? No, we don't. Do we have any idea how he's going to do what he's going to do. That's not my responsibility. Amen? There's such freedom in turning it over to him. There's such freedom in it. And not worrying anymore. Your worrying isn't solving anything. You're not growing an inch. You know the bird, how does Pastor Dave talk? You know, God, he got it down on a level. So that we in our 20th century minds can grasp this. Think about this. The birds of the air. He provides for them. The grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven. The beauty of it. Is he not going to care for you more? Is he not going to take care? Oh, yes, he is. He is. He used birds. He used the grass to try and tell you, aren't you much more valuable to me than birds and flowers? And I care for them, and I'm not going to care for you. And we look at that, and it's almost like he's wrote it in some kind of language that we don't understand. And it's so simple. Your Father, he loves you beyond words. There's no length that he wouldn't go to for you individually. No length. There's no distance too far that he wouldn't go for you. There's nothing. He loves you with a love that no words can ever describe. That he would send Jesus to die in your place. You have nothing to worry about. Nothing. Nothing that your Father hasn't already answered already. And all he wants is you. That's it. You. You hold the key. You hold the key in your hands. It's you. No, he wants somebody else. No, he wants you. He wants all of you. Without reservation, all of you. All of you. All of you. He loves you that much. And you get to spend eternity in his presence. This is just such a small portion. Such a small little blip. A little blip on a screen called eternity. Just a little blip. Our life here, it's just a vapor. Today it's here. Today you're here. Tomorrow you're not here. So how do you want to spend this little blip of time? Anxious? Worried? In torment? I don't want to live that way. I've decided I'm not going to live that way. Yeah, the enemy tries at times to bring anxiety and worry, but it's my choice. Do I accept it? Do I receive it? Or do I speak the word and answer those thoughts with the word of God and tell the devil to get out? Tell those thoughts to get out of my mind and focus my attention on the answer. Because that's what will change things. Worrying isn't going to change. fretting about it isn't going to change, being in fear about what's going to happen. There's people right here in the sound of my voice that you are facing some very challenging situations. And you're hearing what I'm saying. And it's like, that would work if I wasn't in this situation. No, it works in every situation. I don't care if you're at the very brink of destruction. Yeah, you waited to the very end to put this into effect, but it's never too late. It's never too late. I'm going to share this a little bit with you. Alan said something the other day. You can keep playing, Stacy, if you wouldn't mind. Because this service didn't go anything like I planned, so, you know, we'll stop when he says stop. But Alan shared something the other day, and it went so perfectly in line with what Gary said after what I had been saying here. And I knew this is the mind of God. God is talking to us in these messages lately about the image of Christ being formed inside of us. That's what He's talking to us about. What I was going to talk to you about today is the enemy's attempt to bring in the counterfeit. But going back to what Alan was saying, if you'll remember, if you were here Wednesday night, I believe it was, he said this. He said, and he'd said this before, that we had this, some people have this image that we're here, we're going to minister to this person, we're here, God's up there, and he used the word conduit, so I'll use that word, that we're just like a conduit, that we get it from here, and we just give it to this person. And Alan said, it's not that we're some conduit. It's that we're conforming to the image of Christ. Not just being a conduit, but actually conforming to the image of Christ. And that's what I've been saying. That's what the Holy Ghost has been saying. He wants us to realize that this is all about conforming to the image of Christ. When Christ walked this earth, when Jesus walked this earth, He had conformed to the image of God. What did He say? I don't do anything but what I see my Father do. I have conformed to His image. And what did we see Jesus do? He walked around the earth, healing people, setting people free. And then Gary comes in after he comes back from Ohio, and he says, you know, when I was in Ohio, I said, I spoke from Matthew 11, I believe it is, talking about the grain that was placed in the ground that produced the harvest, that goes into the ground and dies. Jesus, that the grain that was planted and died and produced the harvest. And he even used the term, if you'll remember, I said it, shucking the corn. Just like you plant a grain of corn, one little grain. Here comes a stalk, this ear full of grain. You take that ear off and you shuck that ear and it's just full. There's not just one little grain on that ear. It's full. When Jesus was planted and died, what was produced is supposed to look like the grain that was planted and died. We are conforming to that image, becoming that person that's walking this earth as Jesus walked, laying hands on the sick and watching them recover, bringing deliverance to the captive, recovery of sight to the blind. Well, you just think you're a little Jesus. I'm not thinking that I'm a little Jesus. But I am the product of a seed that was planted into the earth. And I am conforming day by day into His image, being transformed by the renewing of my mind. So I was going to speak today, and I won't get into it. I'll do that maybe in the next service. The enemy wants to bring in a counterfeit. If I had a counterfeit, and it was really interesting because I woke up Thursday morning and all of a sudden I knew all about counterfeits. I woke up and it was like he just downloaded this whole thing about the counterfeits. You ever realize you don't ever counterfeit a $3 bill? Here, I've got a $3 bill. Here's a $3 bill. No, you don't counterfeit something that's not authentic. It's of no value. What do you counterfeit? You counterfeit the $20 bill. You counterfeit the $100. You counterfeit the real deal. And that counterfeit is going to look so close to the original that it's not. Some people, they have to use those little pins and they mark the money to see if it's really a counterfeit because they can't tell. It's so close to the genuine. But what did he tell us in Matthew, at the end of Matthew? I think it's chapter 24, if I'm not mistaken. In the last days, that there was going to be people upon the earth that were going to speak messages that were going to try to deceive even the very elect, that they were going to come here and they were going to try to present you with a counterfeit. I love what Doug said this morning. If you missed the 8:30 service, Doug Zantris spoke. And he was talking about the time that he went to Bible college. He didn't have time to study the Bible in Bible college. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm glad he didn't name the Bible college. But I'm thinking to myself, you go to Bible college, and I can relate to this. You go to Bible college, and you don't have time to study the Bible. So what are you studying? You're studying man's ideas of what the Bible says. That's what happens. And you get programmed with this. So if this person doesn't have a true revelation of what the Word of God says, guess what? You aren't either. And so you go out and you have a pocket full of money. You think you're going to hand out to the world and you're handing out counterfeits. Because it's not really the true image of God. It's what somebody told you. It's what you believe. If you believe it, guess what? That's what you're going to share with people. And if you're sharing a counterfeit, this doesn't have the power. The power of a $20 bill is the fact that it's real and the government of the United States backs it up. The power in the true image of God is the fact that it's the true image of God. If you're holding something in your hand that's not the true image of God and you think it is, you're in trouble because you believe a lie. And there is a whole world of people believing a lie. They're believing that you can't speak with tongues. You can't be filled with the Holy Ghost. That was for back in the apostles. They have a pocket full of counterfeits. They don't think that you can go and lay hands on the sick and be recovered. They have a pocket full of counterfeits. And what we teach you here is how to go through the process of conforming to His image. Why does it take time to go through? Because there's counterfeits inside of you that you don't even know is there. And that as time goes by and you meditate the Word and you assimilate the Word, slowly the true image is formed inside of you. The true image. And you stop believing stupid stuff that has no power. But it's not because somebody stood up here and did it. It's because you got yourself alone with your Bible and your teacher. And he taught you. And you prayed in tongues and he brought the revelation to you. And when you have that revelation, nobody can ever tell you that you're not healed. Nobody can ever tell you the Holy Ghost was for some other generation. Nobody can ever feed you because you look at that counterfeit and say, that's not real, that's a $3 bill. Are you kidding me? Do you hear what I'm saying? Conforming to His image. I believe that's where we are right now. That's what He's wanting to say to us. And it won't just be this message or those messages. There's going to be more. He's going to show us more about conforming to His image, because that's going to bring us step by step into revival as we conform more and more to His image. And then, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, from glory to glory, one step more into His glory, one step more. I don't know about you, but that's exactly where I want to go. That's exactly where I want to go. I'm not satisfied with anything else. Nothing else satisfies me. Nothing else. Nothing. Amen. Did you enjoy today? I enjoyed it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.